This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. What comes to your mind when I say the word God? Do you see an image in your mind? If so, you should discard that image, because the Bible says that no one has ever seen God, so you do not know what He looks like. But through the Bible, we can get a very good idea of what God is like in His being and in His character. We can learn about the attributes of God, and this helps us to understand who God is and why He requires faith to please Him. Hebrews 11:16 explains this point by saying, "Without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Father God, let me show everyone who You really are, and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. So what is God like? Is He all-loving? Is He full of anger, wanting to punish people? Is He kind and generous and forgiving? Is He gracious and compassionate? The answer is yes. He is all of these and much more, and He shows these attributes at various times in different circumstances. God is not various percentages of these various traits, but He is 100% all of them, all of the time. Read both Old Testament and the New Testament to get a broad view of how God thinks, feels, acts, and reacts. In Scripture quotations, when you hear the word Yahweh, that is the personal name of God used in the Old Testament. From Malachi 3:5, we see God is a judge of sin and of people who are evil, mean, and have no compassion. "Then I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against those who swear falsely, and against those who oppress the wage earner in his wages, the widow and the orphan, and those who turn aside the sojourner and do not fear me," says Yahweh of hosts. God is unchanging. He is eternally the same. Malachi 3:6, "For I, Yahweh, do not change." God expects supreme respect and worship from people, and God is holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, "But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, 'Be holy, because I am holy.'" God cannot stand human pride. He expects total humility in the light of who He is. Proverbs 6:16 to 19 says, "There are six things which the Lord hates, yes, seven that are hated by Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that kill those who are without guilt, a heart that makes sinful plans, feet that run fast to sin, a person who tells lies about someone else, and one who starts fights among brothers." Micah 6, verse 8. "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of you, but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Here are some selected verses from James chapter 4 that tell us God expects faithfulness and fidelity to Him. He expects that people will submit to Him and obey Him. Here are those verses from James 4. "You adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world sets himself as an enemy of God. Be subject, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you. Therefore, to one who knows to do the right thing and does not do it, to him it is sin." Here are portions of Psalm chapter 34, that reveal several aspects of God and how we should live in the light of who God is. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise His name together. I sought the Lord's help, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. The angel of the Lord camps around the Lord's loyal followers and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Listen to me, I will teach you what it means to fear the Lord. Do you really want to live? Would you love to live a long, happy life? Then make sure you do not speak evil words or use deceptive speech. Turn away from evil and do what is right. Strive for peace and promote it. The Lord pays attention to the godly and hears their cry for help, but the Lord opposes evildoers and wipes out all memory of them from the earth. The godly cry out and the Lord hears. He saves them from all their troubles. The Lord is near the brokenhearted. He delivers those who are discouraged. God cannot tolerate people who worship other so-called gods. In Exodus 20, we read this, "You must not have any other god but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands." God is faithful to keep His promises. Here is Joshua 21:43-45. "So the Lord gave Israel all the land He had solemnly promised to their ancestors, and they conquered it and lived in it. The Lord made them secure in fulfillment of all He had solemnly promised their ancestors. None of their enemies could resist them. The Lord handed all their enemies over to them. Not one of the Lord's faithful promises to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Every one was realized." God wants people to trust in Him and depend upon Him. Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your path straight." Remember that Jesus is just as much God as is God the Father or God the Holy Spirit. When Jesus speaks in the Bible, you are hearing the Word of God. John chapter 12, verses 44-50, Jesus shouted to the crowds, "If you trust me, you are trusting not only me, but also God who sent me. For when you see me, you are seeing the one who sent me. I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark. I will not judge those who hear me but do not obey me, for I have come to save the world and not to judge it. But all who reject me and my message will be judged on the day of judgment by the truth I have spoken. I do not speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it, and I know His commands lead to eternal life. So I say whatever the Father tells me to say." In Matthew chapter 5, we have the record of Jesus preaching. You can learn what God is like by the character values that Jesus promoted. One day, as He saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around Him, and He began to teach them. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God insists that you trust in His only Son, Jesus, for eternal life in heaven. In Acts chapter 2, the Apostle Peter preached, People of Israel, listen, God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in its grip. So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah. In Acts chapter 17, it was the Apostle Paul preaching to Greeks when he said, "We should not think of God as an idol designed by craftsmen from gold or silver or stone. God overlooked the ignorance of people about these things in earlier times, but now he commands everyone everywhere to repent of their sins and to turn to him. For God has set a day for judging the world with justice by the man he has appointed, and he proved to everyone who this is by raising Jesus from the dead." So, in summary, God is holy, loving, just, righteous, gracious, merciful, patient, angry, and kind. God has made a way for all people to be made holy and acceptable to himself. And that is by true, genuine faith in his only Son, Jesus Christ. Only in this way can we have eternal salvation through repentance from sin, selfishness, and pride by humbly seeking God. Ephesians 2:4-9 says, "God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even though we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And he raised us up together with him and seated us together with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, to demonstrate in the coming ages the surpassing wealth of his grace in kindness toward us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you are saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that no one can boast in pride." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, reserved in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by the power of God for the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Peter 1, 8 and 9. "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an inexpressible and glorious joy, now that you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls."